The Brady Report for Heritage Perth. See your city from a new perspective at Perth Heritage Days, October 14 and 15.
Thursday morning, Andrew, g'day.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
Let's start with the PM. She's had a shocker.
She's had an absolute catastrophe of a speech. It was meant to be the big party conference speech from the Prime Minister to rouse up the Conservatives and tell them that she is the woman to lead Britain forward and to stay in charge of their party. Where do I begin with this? Theresa May is struggling with a cough, so you can't help that, and people shouldn't criticise her for it, but it was very, very difficult for her to speak today, for a start. Then, unbelievably, a comedian has got into the front row. Over here, if you get sacked, Millsy, or you lose your job, the document that comes through, the legal document you were given when you were sacked, is a P45. This guy strolls up to the front of the stage, clambers up, and hands the Prime Minister a spoof P45. And he says out loud, Boris asked me to give you this. Where were her bodyguards? Where was the security detail? Where were the police? It's absolutely extraordinary when you look at it. She kind of blustered her way through. He was moved away. And then, to end the speech, can you believe it? They had a sign in the background that says, working hard to make a better country for everyone. Something like that was the sign in the background. The F on for everyone just dropped off.
Oh,
it fell off on stage. I mean, Basil Fawlty himself could not have done worse.
And pesto's in the news, mate.
Yeah, this is extraordinary. Nutrition. I guess we just think pots in pots and sauces is good for us. Pesto sauce, several brands in the UK, have more salt than a McDonald's hamburger, and in some cases, 30% more salt than seawater. I find that quite amazing, really.
That is amazing. And finally, some fighter jets and sonic boom.
Yeah, so there was a slight scare at Stansted. There was an aircraft coming from Lithuania into London Luton, and there were concerns that there was a suspicious package on board. Turned out in the end to be nothing, but they scrambled up two RAF Typhoon fighter jets to escort it into Stansted, where they would deal with such situations. And they got up so quickly and they moved so fast, these RAF fighter jets, there was a sonic boom heard over Suffolk. But in the end, no dramas. Everything was fine on the ground.
Excellent work. All right, well, you stay away from that source and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.